Hey, afternoon. Evening, sorry. No,
good evening.
Good afternoon. Evening. So, welcome to the HRV Hour. It's Josh, Sue and David in the studio. Hope you're well out there in Radio Land.
Yeah. Hasn't been lovely weather this week.
Lovely.
Oh, great, hasn't yeah. It? It's a hint of summer to come.
You've got yes. shorts on, David.
I have, yes, indeed. Yeah.
Exactly.
It is shorts weather, but I've just come back from up north and I thought it'd be quite cold, but actually it's warmer than down here. Yeah,
is it really?
It was.
Wow. Well, I suppose we're by the sea, aren't we? So it cools things down a bit, which is why we get all those wonderful day trippers that we love to see down here.
Yes. So anyway, no, that's true. It's
we do. We love them.
We do. What have you been up to? Should we go around the room?
Well, speaking of the seaside, I went on a speedboat ride on Sunday. Yeah, I went from New Haven to the Seven Sisters Cliffs.
Right.
And it was lovely. It was weather like it's been this week.
Uh-huh.
And the sea was crystal blue, like azure blue, and it wasn't too choppy. And it was just lovely seeing the cliffs from the sea, because I don't often see that. I've walked along the top of them loads. Yeah, I thoroughly recommend it if you don't.
It looked amazing.
Was there a reason why you'd done it, or you just wanted to do it?
It was my partner's birthday, and he wanted to do it, so we did it. And I felt like it was my birthday. I loved it so much.
Oh, you've got to be yourself and invited your partner along.
Yeah, well, my birthday's in December, so you can't really do, like, summery things, outdoory things, and, you know, because it's a bit wet cold.
But that looked amazing when I saw your film. And Sue, you've been very busy, Sue, haven't you?
Yes.
But we're going to talk about that later, aren't we?
We are. Oh, it's all a secret.
Yes, so
we'll be revealed.
Yes, we'll reveal what Sue's been up to later. So, the festival, the festival's on at the moment, the Brighton Festival.
Brighton Festival, yes.
Anybody done anything?
No, I haven't. Have you, David?
No.
It's
a different. It's a funny one when you live in this town. It just goes on. Sometimes you have to really push yourself to do so. I went to Northern Soul thing the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That was brilliant. It was like had a sprung floor and it was great.
Oh, really?
Just by the... just near the Pavilion Gardens, Victoria Gardens. Yeah. So that was interesting.
Was it outside the bench?
No, it was in the tent. So the floor was springy.
It was intense.
It was intense in a tent.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, it was. That was good.
Yeah. Because last weekend I was busy. So this weekend's the first weekend of the festival that I'm actually going to go out and maybe do some open houses and look for some of the outdoor events that are sort of free, like sculptures and installations. And
I call them nosy houses.
Nosy houses.
People just go to the nosy around.
I just want to see around your living room.
Yeah, that's all it. Look in people's drawers.
Who would live in a house?
That's another story. Anyway, we've got a great show. So we've got a great interview coming up after this next song with our sponsor Flash, who's and his partner Emerys, and they've been doing a bike ride, haven't they? For
yes,
in
Gran Canaria.
Gran Canaria,
local charity there, HIV charity.
It's Checkpoint.
It is.
So we'll listen to that after this amazing song coming up that David has chosen. So, and then we're going to talk about something that you're involved in, aren't we, Sue, later? And a bit of community news. And also, because of Mental Health Awareness Week next week, because it's not on next week, we'll just go through some details of support that's around the Brighton area.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
HIVR is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.
The hour on Brighton and Hove 97.2 FM and DAB Plus Radio. We're joined in the studio by our amazing sponsor, Flash. You work for Jack Russell Technologies and Emerys. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And you've been... doing something for charity, haven't you? Tell us all about it.
So, back in January, we wanted to challenge ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
as you do.
Yes. Something we've never done before.
Yeah.
And it was no stepping stones, we just jumped straight into it.
Yeah.
We decided to cycle around Gran Canaria. Original plan was to do it in one day.
Yeah.
Then, due to various health reasons and logistics, we thought the more sensible option would be doing it in 2 days.
Yeah.
And very glad we did, because everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
Right. It was quite tough, was it?
Yeah.
So give us an idea circumnavigated, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Gran Canaria.
So the original plan was to go to the west coast, north coast, and then Las Palmas, the main city on the island.
Yeah.
And when it came to the day, due to other issues, we started quite late. So he soon realised that that's not going to be an option. So he just decided to do a straight circle around the island.
Right. So how long is that in distance?
I was going to say that. Yeah.
How long? Oh God!
Kilometres or miles for older timers?
Oh God! It was about 220-ish kilometres.
Right.
To do over 2 days.
Right. Right. And it's that hasn't been. It's a hot place, isn't it? It's a warm island.
January was actually quite pleasant.
Right. Okay.
During the day, some days it was quite nice and sunny. There was rain on Maspalomas.
Oh, which is probably quite nice, wasn't it, when you cycled?
Nice until it wasn't.
Yeah, at one point we cycled up a mountain in 9 gears and got stuck in a cloud, and it was just bucketing rain, water sheeting on the road, riding our brakes, going down the hill on the other side of the mountain.
Because it's a giant volcano, or extinct volcano. Yeah. Is it still active, or is it extinct?
I'm not sure, really. I know the whole island is basically a volcano at this point, built on top of just ash.
There's an extinct one to the north that I'm aware of, but I'm not sure if there's any active volcanoes there.
Right, so no funny smell of eggs or sulfur.
Start to run off then.
Sort of rumbles on the earth. Yeah,
so you were doing this bike ride for what reason?
So we're doing it for a local sexual health testing charity called Checkpoint Maspalomas.
Okay.
So locals are there, not to here?
Locals are there. Right. So both Flash and I visited the island multiple times for various events, and we love the island. Mm. And we know a few other groups that we're involved in who've done testing for this charity, and we thought, you know, we want to do something ourselves. We want to make our mark.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, what do we love? Flash is active. I love cycling. Mm. Combine it. Do something stupid. Cycle around the island. Yeah. And we were... Well, I was honestly only expected to get a few hundred euros, but we ended up getting about 1,200.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Really,
well done.
Really, really good. And Flash is still raising funds for them, and at the moment I think it's at about 1,500.
Including this money that still needs to be paid in, it's close to 2 grand now.
Right.
Is that corrected? 2 grand?
It's in euros.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what is Centrepoint then? What is that?
So Checkpoint is...
Checkpoint, sorry.
It's a local sexual health testing charity that provides free and confidential testing for local residents and tourists visiting the island. Because at the moment, they do sort of provide free testing, but because of the way the health system's set up there, it's typically done by your family doctor.
Right.
And you don't really want that... Yeah. person to potentially be speaking to your parents about what you get up to on a Friday night, especially in Gran Canaria. So they set up this charity, and I believe, I've got the figures here, they started March 2023.
Oh, so they're quite a new charity.
Very recent.
The team there, like Jim, Beryl, all of them have done an amazing job.
Yeah.
They're constantly out on weekends, shaking buckets.
Yeah.
Because it's such a good tourist spot.
Mm.
A lot of the tourists do, through osmosis, contribute towards the charity by putting money in the buckets and helping them.
And to raise awareness and visibility of the charity. I know the Canary Islands as a great place to go as a gay tourist. A lot of holidays are 2 weeks, and if you're from day one, if you're lucky, by day three or four, you could be showing symptoms of NSU or
that's
whatever,
happened before. Yeah,
and you've got another 2 weeks to go. How do you navigate the health system there? So if you present with symptoms, what do you do?
So before we have no clue, but now that this charity's come about, we could just instantly contact them, say you've got symptoms, and they can provide treatment there and then.
Brilliant.
Of course, by the time treatment goes through, you're probably off the island by the time it's done, but it's still better to have it done whilst you're there.
Just to have that diagnosis, and then you can come home and get straight into a system here.
And then also you could also be responsible after having that diagnosis by not engaging in anything that could potentially spread it.
That's what you're protecting the islanders as well, aren't you?
Of course, because that's where one of the places where monkeypox started.
Oh, is it? Right.
Yeah,
right.
It was monkeypox. No, sorry.
One of the super spreader events was there.
Yeah, it was Maspalomas Summer Pride, and then
Because it's just skin contact, isn't it? Not necessarily sexual contact.
Yeah, just touching.
Box. Yeah. And obviously, you're off the coast of the Canaries is off the coast of Africa, isn't it? So you know, you get a lot of intercontinental.
Yeah. Especially Mass Paloma's Summer Pride, you get people from across the world there.
Yes,
so
of course.
Just like COVID, you know, once you get international group of people in one place, it's something's bound to happen. But since they started, they've completed 1,200 tests, which
is almost brilliant, yeah.
And about 20% of them are positive.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, 240 people that would have gone there, potentially not had a test.
Yeah. And then taken it home to their home countries or they might have brought it from their home countries and
this is the other thing. Like, one of the reasons why we thought it'd be really good to help support checkpoints is a lot of us do go there on holiday, and it's doing our bit for the community and ensuring safety not only for ourselves but for the local population.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Do you think STI testing and HIV testing is quite low in Europe a little bit? Or what's your thoughts on that?
Depends on the country, really.
Yeah.
I know here in the UK, especially London, it's really, really easy to get a test. Not so much now to get a in-person appointment, but in London you can walk to a clinic, literally pick up a home testing kit and walk out, do it yourself. Down here in the south you have to get it posted to you, and it's harder to get a actual in-person appointment. Like for example, I had symptoms, very clear symptoms of a particular STD, and I went to an appointment and said, look, I've got this, can I have the treatment now? No. We can't give you treatment. We have to get the results back.
Yeah.
And took us on with, like, very clearly there's something there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they still refused to give me the treatment. Yeah, yeah, so, it depends. And then I know up north, it depends on your local funding, really. Some places don't provide it. Some places do. So it all depends on your local government.
I mean, we talk about it a lot, don't we?
We have vending machines in the library and other such places. I mean, I say vending, it's not, you don't have to pay, it's a free test,
So you're really lucky down here in Brighton as well.
Yeah. But again, we're a tourist city, so we get a lot of people.
Exactly.
Historically, Britain going for a place to come for weekends.
It's one of those places, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are you going to do any more bike rides for...
We've already agreed that we're going to do the cycle ride again next year.
So on day one, it was about 116 kilometres with an ascent of 6,152 metres. There you go. A max altitude of 964. And on day two... Oh, that was the easier day. That was
only downhill.
That was all downhill. Yeah,
that's almost as dangerous, though, isn't it? Less effort, but it's dangerous. If your brakes fail or if you don't descend safely.
On the way back, the tread on the bicycle tire that I was on wasn't the best of, and I got the left and right brake mixed up, and I thought the road was wet, and I tried to punch the brakes to slow down, and I came off the bike.
Oh no.
It was either that or going to the wall of a cliff.
Right.
So I came off the bike.
And it's so perilous there. Like, you'd have rock face on one side and then a drop on the other side.
There was
multiple occasions where rocks just fell out in front of us. Luckily, nothing big, but it still happened.
Yeah.
But then there was...
Oh.
And there were considerable chunks of this tunnel that had no lights in it whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was very fun.
Hey, but it's all good for a good cause.
Yeah.
Did you take any video? Any footage?
I think we did,
We got videos and photos. Wow. We also had Checkpoint. We had a support vehicle that was following us around the island.
Oh, that's good.
From Checkpoint themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if somebody's going to Gran Canaria and they're a bit worried, so how do they get in contact with Checkpoint? Do they just put it into their phone?
So I believe you just go onto their website, type in Checkpoint Mass Palomas, and you should be able to book an appointment.
Right.
Is it all one word, Checkpoint Mass
Palomas? The Checkpoint's one word, then just Mass Palomas afterwards.
Checkpoint Canaries.
Oh, sorry, Checkpoint Canaries.
Yeah, just double check.
Oh, because it's the whole Canaries. Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not more than just Gran Canaria, it's the other islands as well.
But they're predominantly based in Mass Palomas.
Yeah.
I believe they've recently signed a new lease to have a permanent building, mm-hmm. well, not say building, permanent office space there.
Yeah, that's good.
And they also do a lot of outreach, especially during most of the events. Mm-hmm. They've got this adorable little
ambulance
called Chlamydia.
Oh,
the ambulance is called Chlamydia.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I know.
They drive Chlamydia around and they do testing.
I'm just waiting for Chlamydia on the.
Named after the other ones, are they as well?
They've only got one at the moment.
Oh, right.
But it's them.
You'd have to name your bicycles as well.
Yeah, you will. Yeah,
NSU and gonorrhea, or
riding gonorrhea around the island.
Anyway, so moving on. Sorry,
yes,
quickly. You're on Emirates. You don't mind saying, you're on DoxyPep, aren't you?
Yes. So I'm event-based DoxyPep,
right?
Which means that if you're going somewhere and there's a high likelihood of you perhaps bringing something back with you, take DoxyPep. I believe. Well, I personally do it two pills in one go the day before I leave. Then one pill every day whilst I'm there. Mm-hmm. And then I carry on for 2 days after I get back, and I don't engage in any sex.
Mm. And DoxyPep is, just to say what it is, it's
it's a pill that you could take to reduce the chance of catching particular STDs. I believe it's syphilis, gonorrhea by 70%,
wow.
and chlamydia by 50%.
Good.
So it's still not 100%,
yeah.
but it does reduce the chances.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's not free on the NHS.
I was going to say, how'd you get it?
You have to self-source it with online websites. It's kind of potluck, really. I've had to pay anywhere between £50 to £15. I mean, my last batch, I got 50 pills for £15, which is really good.
Right,
but
yeah.
When I first started taking it, I was only getting about 10 pills for £20. So it's really hit and miss.
And was that from websites?
Yes.
They're based in the UK?
Based in the UK, right, yeah.
Okay. So it's regulated by the UK Medicines?
I believe so. I hope so.
Because obviously, you know, there are fakes out there.
Yes, you do have to do your research.
Registered, yeah.
Yeah. And personally, with myself, I've had no side effects, luckily. Mm. But I know there is. If you're taking it and you're going to a hot country like Great Canary, it can affect your skin if you're tanning. So you do have
sensitivity.
So you do have to be aware of your of the side effects and risks.
Yeah, sure.
Same with PrEP. But I've been on that for daily since I was 17.
Yeah.
So I've had no effects there, luckily. Yeah. But Doxy, just because of the cost and also the potential side effects, I'm only on that event-based at the moment.
Right.
It's just unbelievable, all these things you can...
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people don't know about. We've talked about it, haven't
we? So we know it exists. You're the first person we met that does it. I mean, and great for you for being responsible enough to look after your sexual health in that way. And, you know, anything, prevention is always better than cure and treatment, isn't it, in any disease.
It's getting this message out that there's these things available to people. And
yeah.
And to, you know, if you're worried, and you have things to try, and that's amazing.
But I think I'm sure you'd agree, it's a good idea to check with a clinician first, or to...
Consult your
conflicting sort of contraindications.
Consult your doctor. Yeah, yeah. I spoke to my local gum clinic about it, and I'll say that nurse was a bit wary of it, because there aren't any reports from UK-based organisations.
Okay.
All of the current studies are from America.
Right.
So she advised me to be a bit wary of the facts and figures.
Yeah.
But so far, I've been, been on an event-based, and I've been not brought anything back for about 2-3 years now.
Right.
So I'm not sure if that's doxy or just luck.
Yeah.
But,
well,
a bit of both.
You know what you've been doing.
But until more studies have been done, as you said, more people go on it and trial it, then use it, then we don't know.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. We're coming to the end of the interview now. So, anything else you'd like to add before we say au revoir?
So, you plan to do another? Do the cycling again?
Yes.
Yeah.
January next year.
Yep. Right. So we do it during Can Canaria's Adventure Week. So it kind of goes into the theme of that. And next year we'll be doing it, hopefully, in one day.
Yes.
That will be a very, very long day for us. Yeah. No support vehicle as well, because I do feel so bad for Jim and Beryl, because they spent the whole day driving around in a car. just sitting there doing nothing, basically. Oh, yeah, 2 days, sorry.
2 days,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And we'll have proper bikes as well.
Yes.
Because I organised it all when I thought nine gears would be brilliant.
Right.
The shop assistant said, no, that's a stupid idea. You'll never get around the island in nine gears. But we did anyway, just to spite them.
And we went back and proved to him, so we did this.
Yeah.
Can people get involved? Actually, if somebody wants to join you. Like,
to fundraise. Yeah.
I mean, we could certainly look at it. It would be great to have more people with us.
How would they get in touch with you then? How can that... If that...
So, if your Instagram is...
At flash underscore mutt, FLASH underscore MUTT.
Okay.
And my Instagram is at pup, PUP, Emrys, EMRYS. And if anyone wants to get in contact, sponsor us, help us, or give us tips for training, because my God, we'll need it. Feel free to get in touch. Yeah.
I run marathons. I don't cycle.
I don't run marathons.
Well, she's putting one foot in front of the other. Some of the skills.
Literally.
Yeah. More than that, obviously.
It's the views. You go around one rock face and you see this beautiful landscape, and it really does help.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
And chlamydia has come up from behind as well. Keep.
we wanted chlamydia to follow us this year, but some of those roads she wouldn't have made it up.
Right. Oh, thank you for coming
thank
on.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you, Flash, for your continued help and support. Thank you.
What a lovely couple of guys they were.
Wow.
If you have just tuned in, you are listening to the HIV Hour on 97.2 FM in the Brighton Hove area. And don't forget, you can also listen to us on DAB Plus Radio. And we have a wonderful podcast that is downloaded all over the world. Radio Reverb is a completely non-for-profit radio station. So, and we really do rely on donations, members of the public, because we have no adverts, do we?
Nope.
No, we don't. None of that at all. if you go to radioreverb.com, there's a donate button on the front of the website. You can just click donate and just give us the price of a cup of coffee. That's all.
Yeah.
No, just if everyone did that, we'd be swimming
keep
in coffee.
Going.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So many good shows on here as well.
Yeah,
so
there
it's
is.
Such, it's such a diverse station. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Just to say that after the interview, Flash just said that there's some thank yous they wanted to say. So he sent me some info. So they want to take a moment here to thank the incredible people who made their ride possible. So huge gratitude to Jim and Beryl from Checkpoint Canaries for their on-ground support, and Henk, Peter, Patrick, Janos, Robert, and SLFC family. They couldn't have done it without you. So they send their support, encouragement, and presence. And they thank you very much. So
a real community effort.
It's a great cause, isn't it? And because a lot of people go away, and you might get you don't know what's. You need that support.
Well, tourist hotspots like Brighton, we see a lot of people come here and they enjoy having sex and to have sexually tests and proper health support is essential.
Exactly. Mm. So we're gonna have another song. This is mine. It's Unstoppable Glow by Velvet Funk.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Sweet.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour on 97.2 FM in the Brighton Hove area and on DAB Plus Radio. We love hearing from you, listeners. You can email us at info@hivhour.org.uk, and we have a website which shows you pictures of the team and lists of episodes.
That's
www.hivhour.org.uk.
Yeah. So you've got a story, haven't you? We're doing a bit of news, aren't we?
I have. So this is news from Wales. So, hello to our listeners in Wales. Cabinet Secretary for Health and Social Care, Jeremy Miles, MS, has today announced, this is on Monday, announced a £9 million in new funding to end new cases of HIV in Wales by 2030. And this also includes almost £4 million of investment to expand Wales's online HIV testing service, which at the moment, and this year or last year, has provided 40,000 at-home HIV tests, which is fantastic.
That's good.
Isn't that? So the funding will also be allocated to crucial new peer support program and also for a campaign to drive up awareness that people living with HIV on effective treatment can't pass it on. I mean, we will be talking about can't pass it on later, won't we, Sue?
We certainly
will
be.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, and it's great that peer support is so important to, because
living with HIV is quite manageable now. Mm-hmm. We can live to mm-hmm. a normal life expectancy, but sometimes we need somebody else that's been through something to stand by us, to go through something like disclosure or, you know, like to coming out to our families. So peer support is really important. Yeah.
It's one of the messages, because we went to Beaver. Mm. That's one of the strong messages that came out of the Beaver conference in Brighton some weeks ago about peer support. This is key for people, not just when they're just newly diagnosed, but, you know, going
at
through
any stage of their life.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's one of the big messages now coming out, how important it is.
Yeah. So I have a quote here from Richard Angel, OBE, who's we know very well, because we've had him on the show before. Yeah. He's CEO of the Terence Higgins Trust, and he says, "Today the Welsh Government is stepping up its efforts to end new HIV cases across the country. This is a significant investment that shows Cabinet Secretary Jeremy Miles is serious about achieving our shared goal of ending the epidemic by 2030. To get there, we must drive up HIV testing, increase PrEP access, tackle HIV stigma, and make sure that everybody living with HIV in Wales is getting the care they need. Today's announcement includes big strides forward on all of these fronts." So Richard also says, "We are delighted that the Welsh Government has heard our call that a national peer support programme must be delivered urgently so that everybody living with HIV in Wales can access the support and care that they need." Wales is the only UK nation that has a nationwide year-round online testing and HIV service. An STI testing service. The increase in the number of HIV tests available through the service announced today will be essential to help find everyone living with HIV with undiagnosed HIV across the country. And by also making TAF, which was treatment as prevention, PrEP, available on the NHS, this game-changing prevention pill will be available to more people who need it. People living on with HIV on effective treatment can't pass on HIV during sex. 72% of adults in the UK are unaware of that fact. Mm. And we are delighted that the Welsh Government have set out to share this vital message and look forward to working with them to reach as many people as possible.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, well said, Richard, and well done to the Welsh Government. Wales really does, you know, look after its citizens well. I mean, having free prescriptions and things that we don't have in even in England, do we?
It shows you, doesn't it?
Though? Yeah, yeah. The
we can do it. We can do it.
It can be done.
So why isn't it?
Yeah. Contact your MP.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think Scotland. I saw about Scotland doing more opt-out.
Yeah, Scotland is ahead of the game in certain areas of HIV care and prevention as well. So come on, England.
Yes.
Come on, England.
Brighton, obviously, is a pioneer of things.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We keep saying we're going to talk about it later.
Yeah, I know. We're such a tease, aren't we?
Sue's like waiting in anticipation, aren't you? Yeah. Waiting. So you can't wait, can you?
Go on.
We're just going to talk, Ash, because we didn't mention the Beaver Conference, because we all went to the Beaver Conference.
We did.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah
it was very good.
My first time, I'll go again.
And it was in Brighton, a locally done. So it was so good, wasn't it, Sue and David?
Yeah.
And, as you say, a lot of good information and stuff came out of it, didn't it?
There's so much to digest. In fact, I've joined Beaver now. It's about £20, I think, to join, or £25. I had an email from them yesterday, and they've they've produced all the posters that were at the conference in a booklet, and there's over 200 posters, and these are all studies and things and science-based articles just shows that the amount of people that are behind us and caring for us and doing things in the background that we're not aware of and keeping us living long, healthy lives.
Yes. And you'll get all that information from Beaver, so that'd be really good.
You
can update us all, right,
it's
Josh.
Beaver that sets the standards for care in this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we just want to thank Jo Josh, because she helped us with
wasn't she a good interview?
Yeah, she was. Guest, So, and Yvonne as well, obviously.
Yes, and Yvonne,
So we're going to have a song, Sue. It's your choice. I don't know why I chose it for you, because you've forgotten to... I know you're...
Song shaming.
Yes. I'm shaming you songly-wise. Song-wise. Just come back from up north. Do you want to introduce it? And then we'll come back with... we've got a little teaser, because we played last episode, we played the first teaser from Richard Angel about Can't Pass It On. So we've got the second teaser, and then we're going to come back and have a chat with you, aren't we, sir? And you're going to disclose everything. You're going to disclose everything.
Oh, I'm going to tell all. Warts and all. Yes.
Radio Reverb. Hi,
FM. Radio Reverb.
So, good evening, listeners. You're listening to HIV Hour on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area. If you remember the last episode, we were very lucky to be interviewing Richard Angel at the Beaver Conference here in Brighton. And I'm delighted that he's joined Sue and myself and again in the studio and to talk about the next phase in the sort of tease. He's such a tease, is Richard. And the Charity Seconds Trust Can't Pass It On campaign. Good evening, Richard and Sue.
Good evening.
Hi.
So you've got something to do with this, haven't you?
Ooh, I have.
Tell us about it. What's your involvement with
well,
the Can't Pass It On campaign?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm going to be setting up a fundraiser to create funds for this amazing campaign. And, you know, this campaign is, you cannot pass HIV on if you're on effective medication. No ifs, no buts. You cannot pass it on. And as someone living with HIV myself, I truly understand that and believe in the science. Mm. So I'm going to be getting behind the campaign as much as I can, fundraising, getting people involved, getting people excited on this fantastic new campaign.
Yeah, and it's a science that's really important. I mean, you know, the science proves it, that you cannot pass HIV on. They've studied thousands of sex acts, haven't they, Richard?
They absolutely have. We had the Partner 1 and the Partner 2 study, and we found that people taking their medication properly, there was not one transmission between one partner or another, and they didn't need to use condoms to stop HIV transmission. So this is a really exciting message. We've had it available to us for a while, and Terence Higgins Trust was the first charity to speak out to the public about the science and what it meant and say categorically, if you're taking your HIV medication, you can't pass it on. As Sue said, no ifs, no buts. It is a fact. And I think what we found is that's been so successful with some audiences that people are starting to use the term can't pass it on, not just about when you're having sex, but things where you've never been able to get HIV from. So sharing a toothbrush or kissing and those things. So what we're doing in this campaign, we're not ready to show you it yet, but we are, but we're building up to it, is have a campaign that says really clearly, when you're doing the fun stuff, when you're naked with your partner, when you're getting hot and sweaty, you can't pass it on. As long as a person living with HIV is taking their medication, you categorically can't pass it on. And that is so important because I think it speaks to almost the original sin of HIV stigma, the idea that people are quote unquote infectious, that horrid, horrid world, which if you're taking your medication is simply not true. So we're going to plaster it all over Brighton and make sure that message is out there. Sue, John Waite and Brighton's very own Ollie King are fundraising at the moment to make sure that they ask you people in Brighton and Hove, if you'll put some a dollar in the bucket, if you'll go to their GoFundMe page and support the fundraiser, so you can be part of making sure the biggest billboards in the city have got our key message on them. And we hopefully have secured the main billboard at Brighton Station, for example, but many others across the city. So we're asking people to support that message and to get it out. And many people in Brighton will have been in our focus groups or have answered our survey to help us create that creative, but we haven't revealed it to the world yet, and we hope that that you'll support us to get that message out far and wide.
I mean, I haven't seen the campaign, so I'm looking forward to it. I believe it's quite sexy.
I know.
Yes,
which is Brighton, isn't it?
Bring back some memories, hopefully for me. So I'll tell you what we will put the GoFundMe links on the front page of our website just to make sure it gets as much coverage as possible. And our website is www.hivhour.org.uk. Is there anything further you'd like to say?
I'm more excited than the last one. Because do you know why? Because it's here. It's in this amazing, our amazing city of Brighton and Hove. And I think this is where this campaign should stop. I'm being biased.
When I was much younger, when I was a little boy or a teenager, I knew Brighton was a place where people went for dirty weekends. And that usually means sex, doesn't it? And it's nice to have a sexed up campaign for the residents of Brighton and Hove. It's being piloted here.
And I think we're very lucky that THT is really putting
efforts in there. You know, why is people still afraid talking about sex? The most natural thing on this planet. Yeah. We should embrace it. We should celebrate it. And we're really going to talk about it, Richard, in this campaign. We're going to leave the Victorian times behind and get right into the into 2025.
That's brilliant, Sue. Thank you very much. And thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Well, if that hasn't excited you, I don't think anything will. Welcome back to the HIV Hour on 97.2 FM in the Brighton area and .com online. Well,
that's a good, yeah, it's a good comparison, isn't it? You could hear me right. Yes,
I know.
So could you just enlighten our viewers, our listeners a bit more about
okay,
something?
So it all kicked off in Brighton on Monday, a couple of days ago, 12th of May. If you come into Brighton in Churchill Square, you'll see all the posters, some gorgeous, sexy posters.
I've seen them around, actually.
Oh, well, yes. Well, within the bus stops, along where Churchill Square is, we've got posters. When we're talking, we're not talking about paper posters. We're talking about
the bus shelter ones, the big ones,
where they show different adverts and stuff. We've got something, going on in Brighton Station, and some other parts of Brighton.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been busy this week.
I have.
I know.
You're everywhere.
Ooh.
Telly, and there you are.
Yes, I know. I've done a couple of TV interviews for Meridian News and BBC South, and they've been, interviewing me on Brighton Beach the other day. I didn't have my bikini on. I was all in pink. you want to say something, Josh? I know. I know you can be naughty.
You're doing blankety blank, aren't you?
Yeah, blankety blank. So there's been what I'm trying to say. There's been a mad push about this campaign.
Yes,
so basically, we're bringing it all back to basics when we're talking about HIV, when we're talking about sex. Meaning, if you're living with HIV, on effective HIV treatment, you cannot. The science tells us you cannot pass HIV on to a sexual partner. So we're getting back to the basics.
Yeah, good.
We're trying to break the stigma and people's assumptions that people who live with HIV are going to give you that virus from sexual contact. And it's not so.
Yeah.
It's so strange, isn't it? Because it's like we've been saying this for years and years and years, but it's still...
There's still people who haven't heard the message. They've just maybe left school, or they're coming out of a marriage or a long-term relationship. HIV is mostly transmitted through sex, isn't it? And the only way to make sure that you're taking the medication is to get tested. So really, it's really important to encourage people to get tested first, and they get onto treatment straight away. And as soon as they're virally suppressed, you can have as much sex as you like with the full confidence the science to back it up that you cannot pass it on.
I think that's what it is, Sue, isn't it? That sex has become a bit is taboo sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you were
saying,
David, that you, in that trailer with Richard. When you were going to say sex, you had to. You were thinking,
I stumbled on the word.
Why?
It's why.
This is like a Victorian.
Not to offend people, but
the most natural thing in the world.
I mean, having a good sex life is important for your mental health, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
As we talk about later, but.
But I think it's about. It is about stigma, isn't it? It's about people's beliefs about what. I mean, me personally is I'm internalized homophobia, but that's caused me to feel. Funny around sex and stuff, so it happens to a lot of us, isn't it? Because how society is about sex.
Shall I tell you what I'm personally aiming, and this is my personal. Okay, I'm fronting the campaign with the Terence Higgins Trust, with the amazing television.
With celebrities.
So, obviously, I've set up a GoFundMe page. If anyone's there, would like to maybe drop us a couple of pounds. Because basically, what we're trying to do is we've already had funding for the Brighton campaign. So this possibly could be a massive kickoff start to get this rolled out nationally. And this is the next step, David. We want money in the bank so we can roll this out much needed campaign to the complete rest of the country. Mm. And one of my personal missions, and I'm being selfish here now, what I'm trying to do personally is to merely shout loud within the heterosexual community, right? Yeah. I honestly, I'm being selfish here. I want to say to people in the heterosexual community that if you meet someone living with HIV, on effective HIV treatment, that person is not going to pass HIV on to you. And I say heterosexual because there's still not enough information within the heterosexual people communities, David, that know enough about HIV, and hence why some of the biggest stats at the moment are happening. HIV transmissions are happening within the heterosexual community. So I'm just backing up what the stats have already said.
Yeah. Why is that then, Sue?
Well, I'll tell you why. People still think, and maybe some of the older generation still think, that HIV happens within the gay community. Yeah. And I'm sorry, the stats back that up. Why are not heterosexual people testing more? Mm. Why aren't they aware? I know a lot are, you know, a lot are, but a lot are still not. Mm. And my only belief is that, you know, people are from a generation from I've come from where, you know, my misconceptions 20 years, nearly 20 years ago, HIV don't happen to women. It certainly don't happen to heterosexual people. Mm. And I'm not the only one. Mm. I'm not that important to think that I'm the only one back then. So, yes, it's a generation thing. And we need to break down these myths and conceptions. A lot of the stuff I was talking about on my TV interviews is we need to get people more informed, get the information, update your information. Okay. And one of the most important thing is, Joe Public, people out there, listen, you could be missing out on amazing relationships with people living with HIV.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be missing out, and this is honestly by thinking, oh, well, if they're HIV positive, I'm not going to go there I'm going to get the virus.
The opposite.
No.
You should embrace them because they know their status. People. They've taken responsibility for their
sexual
health. They're on treatment and they know they can't pass it on.
Yeah.
So go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's responsibility, isn't it? And I think sometimes we don't want to take responsibility, or we just want to sweep it under the carpet.
Exactly.
But as you said, David, people who are on
people
medication.
People who test, the STIs and HIV, are taking responsibility. And they know that they can't pass it on. So, you know, they're more responsible than somebody that doesn't know their status.
And just leaves
has
it.
Has never tested.
Just leaves it, yeah. It's a no-brainer, really.
Yeah.
But I just want to share something. I'd like, if possible, just before we finish on this, I just want to share something really, really sweet.
Yeah.
Now, one of my interviews that I did was... They wanted to film me at home, and this was the piece for Meridian.
Right.
I'm busy having the bungalow who I'm living with my sister all renovated, so that we've got builders coming in and out. So when they asked me to do the piece at home, I asked my daughter, who's just had her house renovated. So they filmed me in my daughter's house, and my daughter came round the night before, the evening that it was going to be aired, and she brought my grandson round, and we watched the piece together, and it was quite emotional, actually. And of course my grandson was saying, "Nanny in Mummy's house," because he's seen me. Obviously, you know, the walls and the fridge and everything, and it was so sweet. And you know, and I do things like that, David, for my grandson's legacy.
Yes.
Right? So, okay, in years to come, he will see that and he'll realise why Nanny was doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I know that's sort of just a sweet thing I'm trying to do for future generations.
Yeah,
you know what
wonderful.
I mean?
Taking responsibility, too.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
And passing it on.
Yeah.
Passing it on. So, yeah, it's brilliant.
Passing on that you can't pass it on.
You're passing it on, you can't pass it on. So we just have to. So just go through what you, if people want to donate. So if they want to give you someone, just say the thing again.
Yeah. So it's go to my GoFundMe page. I think we put it on the.
We will put it on our website on the front page. A link with a picture of you.
Yeah.
And
or you could go to THD. I think they're promoting that somewhere
well.
Yeah.
And check out if you're in Brighton and probably in Hove as well. Probably just check out the posters around.
You'll see the posters.
And pass it on.
Take a picture of yourself in front of a poster and send it to us.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Oh,
wouldn't
good.
It?
Yeah.
Yes, do that. We put it on the website.
And how many different type of posters are there? There's different images. So if you can find all of them.
Four. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. We'll do a competition of something.
Oh, gosh.
You can send in a picture of every poster going.
And we'll mention your name we'll show if you want us
to. We'll do something. I'll buy you a coffee. You can meet one of the presenters.
Oh, yeah. That's a turn off. That's the presenter. Yeah, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sue. That's brilliant. And it's really good. And we'll keep everyone updated about what's going on with that. And maybe get Richard on as well. Maybe
absolutely.
Helping us. So thank you. Mm-hmm. We're coming to the end of the show, so we'll just quickly, because it's we're not going to be here next week, so it's Mental Health Awareness Week next week, isn't it? So that's really important for people living with HIV, isn't it, to know where sport is and that's where they can go and get help. So I've just got a few things. So do you want to help me read some of these things?
Yeah, sure. So this is the local places where you can get help with your mental health.
Yes.
So, and we know that your mental health has a big effect on your immune system, and your ability to fight off infection. So not only are the pills help keep us healthy, but keeping sleep hygiene and good mental health.
So we'll have to go really quickly.
Yeah, go on.
So THT, a Terence Higgins drug, they have a counselling service, which is free of charge. I've done that, and I recommend it highly. You can call them on 01273 764 200, or 07833555847, or email them at info.brighton@tht.org.uk. And so they have a really good service.
Great. And don't forget, there's Change, Grow and Live, that's CGL, and they have a Brighton branch. You can phone them on 01273 731 900, or just search the interweb for CGL, Change, Grow, Live.
And we got Minder, the LGBTQ plus counselling at Minder. It's a low cost counselling service based in Brighton, which is run by for and LGBT plus communities. So you can just pop that in the web, you can get the
details. Yeah. Sussex Beacon, a charity dedicated to caring and supporting people with HIV, as we know. They offer a peer support service, day services, exercise groups. Go to their website and you get a self referral if you need from a doctor, and that is sussexbeacon.org.uk.
And also, don't forget, one of the most painful parts of living is bereavement. So CRUSE is bereavement support, helping people through the most painful of times. Search CRUSE, that's CRUSE.org.uk, and they also have a free phone number, which is 0808 808 1677.
So have you got another one on there?
Yeah, we've got Stainwell Space, an out-of-hours mental health crisis prevention service provided at the Wellbeing Hub at Preston Park in Brighton and at Eastbourne and Hastings Street, Leonard. Wellbeing Centres.
Brilliant.
So lots of places to reach out to.
Yes, just one more. Lunch Positive, they have a lot of services, and they do a befriending service, which is really important. So again, if you want to get support between face-to-face, isn't it?
Yeah, and telephone support as well. Yeah.
So go onto their website, which is lunchpositive.org.uk. So just look at that.
Great.
One more?
The one more is Kennedy Street, which helps people get into recovery from addiction so they can lead positive, productive lives. Just search the internet for Kennedy Street Recovery and you'll find a link.
Yes. And also go to your GP, actually. GPs in Brighton and chat to them. Wow. That went quite quick, didn't it?
Yes.
You can all take a breath.
I know.
So we're going to finish on, because it's obviously Mental Health Awareness, so we're going to ask George Michael's song called Heal the Pain.
Of course.
Everyone have a nice weekend.
Yes. Enjoy the sunshine if we have more of it.
I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a nice
day.
I hope so.
Are we on a promise?
If you want to. So. Here we go again.
Here
we go again. Thanks. Thanks for listening to
Take care, everyone.
Hour.
Yes. Bye, see
everyone.
You soon.
Bye.
HIV Hour is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.